It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. The United States is taking on Ghana today in its first game of the World Cup. The two teams have only met twice before, and Ghana's won both times. I was in Ghana earlier this year for a journalism exchange program sponsored by the U.S. State Department. There, I met Gary Al Smith, a journalist at City FM, who, though only in his 20s, is considered his country's foremost soccer or football expert. The sport is enormously popular in Ghana, especially during the World Cup.
For that month that the World Cup goes on, everything is literally shut down. That's how big it is. Cars are draped with Ghana flags, people's homes. You see the red, yellow and green and the black, which are the colors of Ghana, everywhere. Nobody really listens to the political guys. And for the politicians, it's the best time to do underhand work, because then they can do things without, you know, being noticed, because everybody's attention is focused on the football.
Al Smith says the sport's popularity in Ghana goes back a long way, and the people love it, even though it's historically been used as a political tool, or as he puts it, an opiate of the masses.
Every political government, from the British in their colonial days to all the, we're in the Fourth Republic now in Ghana, all the four republics that we've had, constitutional, military, they've all used football for their own political agenda.
In 1957, Ghana was the first sub-Saharan African country to declare independence from colonialism. But a few years before that, in 1951, the British were still using soccer to help it maintain control of the country.
What the British did through the Queen of England, who happens to be the same queen who is there, Queen Elizabeth, she sent a delegation to pick Ghana's best players to form the Ghana national team to come and have a tour of England to play some of England's best teams there. Now, it's a fantastic story, because the team that Ghana sent actually went barefoot, because they didn't know how to play with boots at the time. So they went barefoot, went to England, and beat the English at their own game.
Ghana is one of just five African teams playing for the World Cup.
It's a continent that has had to fight for the five places it's had now. Initially, only one African country was allowed to go, and then it came to two, and then three, and then it shot up to five, because somebody thought, you know, politically, it was going to give him more votes, so they gave Africa five countries.
Politics aside, Africans will be rooting for each other during the World Cup. And if you're watching too, you can expect to see the teams play with passion.
The way they play seems to go to the beat of a drum. And so it's like dancing, like they are Zonto in Ghana. So it's very expressionist. And all the African teams, without fail, when they score goals, they like to do their own dances.
Gary Al Smith is a journalist with City FM in Accra, Ghana. He's in Brazil now, covering the World Cup. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.